So in today's Friday's commentary in the Who Cares category, Jose Baez apparently has, and one other lawyer, have quit the Casey Anthony team. Who cares, really? It's all come about after the so-called private internet weblog videos. I don't know how you can think anything that's on the internet is eventually going to be private. Were allegedly, according to Casey, hacked into and released to the media. Now, whoever released them to the media, doesn't matter, I guess, trying to get a public's perception a little bit on Casey and all the schmoozing and whining and dining that Jose Baez apparently did with all the networks backfired, so he quit. Well, who knows the real story? Who knows if he really quit? Who cares? Where we should care, though, is this Peruvian justice system. And Joran van der Sloot, seeing him smiling and laughing away, yawning in the court proceeding, and a so-called sincere apology to try and get a lesser sentence for the murder of Stephanie Flores is nothing more than a joke. Looking at it and looking at the facts, this should be what we call up here a premeditated type murder, something that would receive life without parole. In most normal countries, all the talk about Peru being so tough and the Castro prison being such a terrible place to be, I think is some place that Joran will be for the next few years. Now, we tape these in advance, and I'm not sure exactly what he's going to get sentenced to, but a murderer is a murderer is a murderer, and that should be sentenced appropriately. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.